Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I'm trying to get Larry on the phone. Wait just a second. Larry, are you there? Hello? Hello? Well, I guess not. And again, once again, I think Blog Talk Radio is doing what they always do, and we're being censored and blocked. But I'll try them one more time here. See if we can't get it going. It's amazing what's going on. Nope, I can't even get him at all. Hello, Larry? Are you there? Larry, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Stuart?
Yep, I do now.
Yeah, I'm in the queue. They kept trying. They spent minutes trying to keep me out of the queue.
Yeah. Yep, this is all deliberate, but this is all part of the censorship, I guess. Anyway, where do we want to start? You were watching this thing with Esper. What's really happening there?
Well, it's kind of unprecedented, Stuart. Since when does the president order U.S. military troops out? To protect the White House and Washington, and suddenly Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, decided to go public and say he don't agree with the Insurrection Act, and the Pentagon recalls all the troops. Does that sound like deep state or what?
Yeah, this is kind of unprecedented, as you said, and I'm wondering if deep state isn't giving a nod to Antifa. Go for it. We're not going to deploy the military. And I did hear Esper say, well, that's only as a last, final resort in dire circumstances. So in other words, go for it, Antifa. Nobody's going to stop you.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Yeah, Stuart, I find it really interesting, and I heard Lou Dobbs talking a while ago, and he said it's so shocking that Mark Esper doesn't know who his boss is, that he's to advise the boss. He doesn't tell the boss, and the Pentagon does not defy orders of the President of the United States. The President is the Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah, well, maybe that was in the past, but I think we're dealing in a lawless situation, and they're going to go their own way. And, of course, deep state has been at odds with Trump right along. He's given orders before. They've more or less given him the finger for doing that, and they don't do it. But what is surprising to me is that very few of these people ever get fired for insubordination. Now, when I was in the military, if you did something like that, you were in the brig, basically, for not obeying orders. So,
well, if you
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Stuart, remember during Obama's 8 years, he fired lots of generals and officers out of the military.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if those people weren't the loyalists to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because Obama is United Nations. He's deep core communist from the get-go. In fact, speaking about Obama, he's coming right out in the open now from that speech he gave on the 16th, which is loaded with, we got to change, we've got to get rid of the present government, we have to change everything, and he's appealing to the youth, which is predominantly those that are now involved in rioting. They're of the younger generation, military age young, you know, 18 to what, maybe 28, 30 years old, appear to be the most likely out there on the streets. So it appears as though Obama, Soros, and the rest of them, and I guess Obama just came out again and more or less said, you know, the old ways don't work and we've got to change things. I've got to go back and listen to more of what he said in his kind of town hall that he just had. But what's he doing coming out in the open so blatantly now, calling for a change?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think he's just basically, he's an agent of change, if you will. That's literally why he came. And remember, the echo in the background of Obama is George Soros.
Yes. And it appears that George Soros is right in the middle of financing this breakdown. Where do you think this is going to go? Are they going to back off for a little while and rearrange, or what's the latest?
Well, I don't really know. Hal Turner's website's been under massive cyber attack. He's telling too much. But he did have a post a little bit earlier, if it's still there, that and he actually had data from Antifa, cyber data, indicating they were given the go-ahead for possible riots in southern Florida tonight. So the orders are going out. And matter of fact, I saw a post just a little earlier where the leader of Black Lives Matter has come out and declared open warfare on the police. So this really is going into an insurrection, if you will. Even though Trump hasn't declared it so, it appears from all the data, you connect a few dots out there, that's where we're headed.
So I wonder, you know, with this filing the charges and upping the charges now to, I think it's second-degree murder on that police officer who theoretically killed this guy. And I say theoretically, I'm beginning to wonder whether this is just another false flag and everybody's fine and paid off, shut up, you don't go somewhere and live the rest of your life for being obedient. But then nailing these four or three other police officers, what does that send a message to the rest of the police department?
Well, pretty much, Stuart, the police are quickly finding out that nobody has their back. They're cannon fodder. They're thrown out into the streets with a job that's totally impossible to accomplish. They're supposed to keep the peace and protect the citizens and the property. At the same time, don't hurt nobody and don't push anybody and don't make anybody mad or hurt their feelings. Stuart, I think you're going to begin to see a number of them go home and get their families and leave the cities.
Yeah, there already appears to be some sort of an exodus from those who've got been watching what's going on and maybe have a hint of what the future contains for them. They are bailing out of the cities, and that'll push real estate, if they've got the money for it, in the rural districts higher and higher. But then again, you've got the UN Agenda 21-30-50, which more or less says they want to rewild the rural districts and shove everybody into the cities. And ultimately, I think this is a United Nations communist insurgency that we're watching. When you look at Antifa waving the communist flag, which they do constantly, by the way, when Obama was elected and he gave his speech in Chicago in 2016, they were waving the communist flag all over the place. So we're in the middle of a communist United Nations insurgency, and once they've begun this, I know Augusto went through a Cuban revolution. Does he think this is going to stop, or are they going to just continue until it's done?
Well, if you'll remember, months ago he said unless Trump declared martial law, it would
That's
never
right.
be stopped. And, of course, we haven't seen that happen, and here we are in the last waning months, if you will, of the election and Trump leaving office unless he wins it, and we're not even sure there's going to be an election. It appears to me that the coup is already here. There's talk in the background at the moment that they're trying to push the 25th Amendment and go ahead and remove him from office with just enough votes. And so this is nonstop. It's a nonstop coup that Augusto was talking about. He said this is how it starts in all countries, and he doesn't see any change here unless something absolutely phenomenal happens. Well, and I suppose, Stuart, something phenomenal could be the American people stand up and have a voice, but I hadn't seen that yet.
I haven't either. I think, you know, I read a story, where was it, out there in California, where the Antifa was met by the locals who were fully armed, and so they left. Usually that is what happens. When I had a farm down in Welch, Minnesota, and there was an incident down there with bikers who were harassing the locals. And one time they were met with shotguns, and they never did come back. So if you meet force with force, generally Antifa would just prefer to burn buildings and raise havoc, but they really don't want to put their lives in danger to do it. They don't mind ganging up on police as long as they can outnumber them, and you know, then they don't have to suffer the consequences for it. What actually happened last night? Now, some people said it's kind of moderated. Did you get that impression that things were more under control? And
more on the streets. I don't see any moderation or even any drawback, really. It just depends on where you are. There seems to be it appears Antifa is trying to move on some areas in Florida now. And
mm-hmm.
so I guess we'll have to see. They're all over as Stan Dale, he had some really good articles today on his website, and he was warning that the survivors of this may just be pockets of people that stand together. You know, Antifa is good at coming in and 50 of them beat up one guy, or a bunch of them, you know, beat up an old man or an old woman in their 80s. Sorry about that. But anyway, you know, but I'll tell you what, they're not real big on somebody that's going to fight back big time.
Yeah. So maybe the American people do begin to stand up. I mean, I've always thought that in the rural districts, if they try to disarm. Now, of course, what may be happening is they want this to go. Then the American people start screaming, do something, do something. And then they bring in the full martial law military takeover of the United States. Well, we've done something, but they never released America back to the way it was going to be. And
yeah.
We are, once we go under, now this is the Illuminati playbook, that would, you know, so I guess all we can do, folks, is be ready for almost anything.
Right? Well, and,
Larry,
you know,
what
we've
else
also, yeah, I was just going to say, we've also got all of our enemies surrounding us waiting in the wings, and Bear Rothman did a really good job on an Antifa Torah code. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, it's very interesting, and I appreciate your comments here. You know, the title is Antifa, Killers Loyal to China and Russia, and still under construction, but so far his matrix has 8 words or phrases in it. And he also commented, Bear Rothman says, the Torah now warns that Russians and Chinese likely help Antifa pump up the crowds to a civil war. And now here's the 11 parts of the matrix that he's got so far. Number one, Antifa. Number two, men of the army. Number three, civil. Number four, for war. Number five, Russian. Number six, Chinese. Now there's some phrases here. Number seven is, you shall burn with fire. Number eight, no expiation for the blood. Number nine, which was spilled. Number 10, but by the blood of him who spilled. And number 11, cities. You want to comment on some of that?
Well, that sounds like, you remember Obama said he was going to have his own private army more powerful than the military. And that almost, and it's a civil army. So he's probably got his army, and Obama's right in the middle of this. I don't care what people think. He's coming right out in the open in full opposition to Trump, the capitalist system. As he says repeatedly, the old ways just don't work. I got a feeling that he and Soros and Bill Gates and the rest of them, they're all in this together. And, of course, they've got the money. I mean, Soros can fund this thing until he, you know, passes on. He's got tons of money. And so you have this big civil army, and people don't forget that. When was that, Larry? A couple of 3 years ago when the Department of Agriculture and FEMA and Homeland Security and all of those folks bought billions of rounds of hollow point anti-personnel ammunition, lots of guns, and people were wondering, well, I wonder what that's for. Well, maybe we're about to find out what that's for. I can't imagine that we don't have thousands upon thousands of military caches sitting around everywhere for these people to go get their weapons, their armaments, their grenade launchers. And do you think they're going to start escalating the weapons?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me with Black Lives Matter saying, declaring war on cops, on the police. You know, remember back during Ferguson and then Baltimore, remember all of that, how they began assassinating cops? It could very easily start all over again. Matter of fact, they've been shooting them, cops, the last, four or five nights?
Yes. Yeah, the number of police officers either killed or wounded is climbing fairly rapidly, which tends to point to the fact that they are going to go after law enforcement rather than burning down buildings, which means they'll probably be setting up fake traps for them as well. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Well, I was just going to say, Stuart, right here we can inject a clue. And the clue is, when the cops come under fire, does anybody really think you're going to dial 911 and get somebody over to your yard where these people are deciding to kick your door in? You know, we've told people to hunker down and get ready to defend yourselves and your families and your homes. And, well, they don't have to. But I assure you, they're going to be shocked when 911, listen, during New York City, the last few nights that they've had, protesters, as you will, in the streets, and the last couple of nights, they said they couldn't even contain them. There were so many of them. They said they had thousands of 911 calls. Well, do you think those were answered?
No. No, in fact, they made mention of the fact that police never showed up. So this is going to be a self-defense system. But I don't know. Well, here are just a few of the headlines from Drudge. New York Police Department struggles to stop the violence. Union boss, we're losing the city. More than 70 cars stolen from a dealership. Forklift was used to break into the store in broad daylight. Looters flee in luxury SUVs. Heavily armed extremist groups showing up. Troops guard steps to the Lincoln Memorial. unidentified military personnel extend the White House perimeter. Then there's a headline that calls the powerless president. Now, what kind of a remark is that when you're the commander in chief? I think that should show people what's really going on here. Do you really think they're going to, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it, and it all depends on whether God has his hands on Trump or not anymore. But if he does, no matter what they try to do, Trump is not going to be removable. However, if he does get removed, wouldn't Pence be the next in line?
Not necessarily. If you'll remember, you know who's third in line, and that's Pelosi, the dingbat.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and what's interesting, remember the Democrats had a plan. They were going to take Trump and Pence out, Trump out because of incompetence, if you will, 25th Amendment, and then remove Pence with the 25th Amendment because of his radical insanity of believing God talks to you.
That's right. I remember that. Wow. Well, folks, you're in the middle of a communist United Nations insurgency. This is what this is. This is what the UN has long dreamed of. They really want this to happen. You're watching the rise of the fourth beast of Daniel. And there's no question in my mind that is the United Nations. If you read in Daniel, it says, "Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet." And then it talks about the ten horns. Well, I don't want to get into all that, but I beheld the same horn made war with the saints, prevailed against them. It's Antichrist to the core. And the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which is diverse from all kingdoms and devours the whole earth. I've gone into that a little bit before, but if you look it up, it means that it's different. It's not a nation, and it's not a state. It's not even recognized as a nation or a state. It's an organization. The United Nations only has a little bit of land and a building. And yet they rise up with peacekeeping forces and at the end an extremely powerful military. And if you would go online and look up State Department document 7277, is how we and the nations of the world turn all their individual militaries and basically also obviously the technology behind it all and the constant black budget operations, they turn that all over to the United Nations. Well, that means the United Nations becomes the most powerful force in the world. And like Jesus said, who can make war with the beast? In fact, there's no one except himself. Jesus is the only one, because people sit by and they don't stop this. And, you know, if your local township is corrupt and your local cities are more corrupt and your state government's even more corrupt and the federal government even more corrupt still, what do you think the United Nations is going to end up to be? And once it has this power, and the Bible clearly says this beast is, nobody can stop it. And they've been kind of rising up, slow but sure, and the United Nations is really a Trojan horse. And it derives all its power by treaty. Makes treaties with all the nations. That's what Agenda 21, 30, and 50 is all about. These are parts of the treaties. Agenda 21 has all but been fulfilled here in the United States. Now they're working on 30 and 50. And you may remember back when was it, Larry, 2017 or 2015, when Obama and the Pope shook hands on 9/23 at 9:23 in the morning, and then they went up, basically went from, I think they went to Philadelphia first, but then they ended up at the United Nations to instigate this 30-50 agenda. And it's just amazing. All of this is going on right under the noses of the American people, and they just don't understand what's happening to them. And this is what's happening. It's a UN insurgency. Doesn't look like that. It looks like race war. See, you got to understand, communists will use anything. Remember, Jesus said, nation against nation. Well, if you look it up, it's ethnos against ethnos, ethnic groups. Blacks against whites. Blacks against Hispanics. Whites against Hispanic. Whole nations start to war and fight each other. I think that's what's happening. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, there was a individual on, I can't remember what show it was on today, but it was on Fox. He was talking about how pretty much this actually, even though they're calling it a race war, it's actually a class war. And they're basically getting rid of the middle class.
Yep, and that's something, folks, you should also look in the book of Revelation. When he puts a mark on everyone, rich or poor, free and bond. There's no middle class. You're either very wealthy or you're basically very poor. That the middle class has been eradicated. And this is where we are, where we're at. This is what this is all about, basically. And Larry's absolutely right. This is not only a race war, it's an economic war. It's a destructive war to get rid of capitalism. Don't forget what Obama said. The old ways don't work. Well, one of the old ways is capitalism. Doesn't work, he says. We got to change it. So this is where we're at, I guess. What else you got, Larry, before we have to close?
Well, I was going to say you mentioned something really interesting about Revelation today when we were talking, but I was going to say also, and what I mentioned to you was the fact that there was a really interesting piece came out today talking about, matter of fact, it was one of the Q-Alert things. It talked about the demonic media that was bringing world deception, in other words, deception to the entire world, and it was a media that lies all the time, globally, and especially in America, we won't even say anything about it. You can't even comment about lying media.
Yeah, it is amazing, and of course, through propaganda, they cast a spell, which is what the Babylon the Great gets cast into, a spell. I went into that Revelation, I think it was 18. I did a blog on it. It's amazing. And they're very, very successful. I can't remember which German leader said, no, I don't think it was Hitler, it was one of his propaganda people, tell a big enough lie often enough and the people will simply believe it. Well, that's where we are. And but underneath it all is a United Nations insurgency using any method they can come up with, including, it'll be probably an invasion, a literal invasion if they have to topple the United States, because the United States is holding up this new world order, and those Christian people are deplorables, and they need to be gotten rid of, and on it goes. Any last word, Larry?
Well, just like I've told you before, you and I and others that stand in the way are dinosaurs. We've been here too long, and we just don't listen.
Yep, and we don't listen, and we don't, you're right. We're just in the way, and if something's in the way, just run over it. And that's where we are. And, folks, this is going to get deadly. It may lighten up for a little while, but we're in for a long, hot summer and probably into the fall. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And folks, heads up, we'll be back on Friday or sooner if something really comes down. Anyway, good night, folks, and pay attention. This weekend could be very bad.